were going to get as many reps as you did, first of all, on Sunday?
No, I didn't. But, you know, going to every week of practice, you know, going in and try to learn as much of the game plan as you can, because in case your number does get called, you have the opportunity to go execute everything.
Steven has talked about it a couple times. You guys are pretty close in that running back room. It's kind of a one-for-all, all-for-one kind of mentality. Can you address that a little bit?
I mean, it's great. I mean, we all realize that we are a young group, and I guess we kind of embrace that as a group, if that makes sense. Because we all know we have to pick each other up. Hey, you know, you mess up on this. Let's work on this. And, you know, we just try to make each other better. That's pretty much our game plan.
Brandon, is everybody on level ground? What I mean by that is whether you undrafted like yourself or a high draft pick in terms of a running back, is everybody on equal footing in terms of what happens in those meetings on the practice field?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody knows. I mean, it's the NFL. You never know what can happen. Guy might go down. You never know. So, I mean, everybody has to be on point, and I think that's what our group is real good at. Everybody knows that you have to know everything that another back doesn't. So I think that's what we all know, and we try to help each other learn all that in that aspect.
What's been the most surprising part of the first 4 weeks of the regular season for you?
Really haven't had much of a surprise, per se. I mean, I had a great job working with our defense the entire spring, and, you know, when I first got here, so everybody kind of jump-started me ahead of time, let me know what to look for, this, that, and then getting in with the older guys, watching film, see how they take notes and everything, kind of prepare you for the entire season.
Guys always talk about the game slowing down a little bit. Right? Do you get a sense that I don't want to say you're getting comfortable, but there's a feeling of, okay, you know, I got four games behind me, got a couple of games, you know, really getting some serious reps. Is there a sense of, you know?
Nah, slowing down, no. The game never slows down. I can't say I ever had a game that said slow down. Even in college, a game never slowed down, even 4 years of that. So, you know, my first four, everything's been pretty much the pace they prepared me for, and everything's still going according to plan.
When you weren't drafted, was it difficult? And sort of, what kind of expectations did you have when you finally got picked up on the
paper? To be honest, I didn't pay any attention to it. I really just wanted to play football. Drafted or undrafted, it really didn't matter.
Folks, that did you made the team based on your skill level. Just talk about, you know, like the running performance of last week. I mean, it seemed like you put into big holes, ran hot.
Offensive line, first off, did a real great job of just giving everybody a chance to run. And what you do after you get the ball is pretty much on you. So, I mean, like I said, offensive line did a great job, and then from there, it was pretty much anything I had to give it to him.
After one big performance last week, what's the key to staying, you know, focused on this offense that mixes it up from week to week?
Blinders. Not worried about last week. Last week happened. I mean, now we're getting ready for Denver. We have them coming here. I mean, just forget about it. I mean, it was a game, you know, and you got to see that, everybody was happy. But, I mean, it happened, it's in the past, and now we're moving on.
We heard some guys, some of your teammates talk about how you kind of have a sense of things based on the game plan and going through practice. At this point of the week, do you have an idea of how you might fit the offensive plan on Sunday?
I have no clue because, like I said, you never know. We might go in with one game plan, they do something differently from what we expect, and we have to change it. So you never know. So, no, I don't know.
Sorry. To the four, you had to deal with the defense through the course of training camp. Is there one guy on that defense that you didn't want to get hit by?
To be honest, once you get to know all of them, it was pretty much, you know, if he hits me, he hits me. If he doesn't, thank God. But, I mean, like, we have a great defense, so, I mean, you can't pinpoint just one guy because, I mean, the defense swarms to the ball. So you never know who's going to hit you. You might get stood up by one person, somebody else going to hit you. So, like, you never know.
When they're laying the lumber like they were on Sunday, does that give you guys a jolt on the sideline? Does that give you a jolt as a group when they're smacking the crap out of Buffalo?
Oh, of course. I mean, to see a defense go out there and put their heart out like that, I mean, it gets anybody, offense, special teams, it doesn't matter. You can see the whole sideline just get electric when that type of stuff happens. So, yeah, everybody's excited for that.
What's Ivan Fears meant to your professional development to this point?
I mean, a lot. I mean, he's my first running back coach I had in the NFL. I mean, he's been great. He's taught me everything I needed to know to this point, and we're still trying to build on that relationship.
Does Brandon Spikes trash talk SEC? At all?
No. I mean, being a fellow SEC player, not at all. We joke about it and, you know, talk about old games, but nah, he doesn't trash talk at all.
A lot of SEC guys who are now playing defense and NFL offense too, but how does it compare going against an SEC run defense versus an NFL run defense?
Not that much of a difference, really. I mean, it's the same, and I'm pretty sure anybody would tell you that from any conference. Guys trying to get to the ball, guys want the ball, guys trying to just make any play possible. And I mean, it's probably everywhere in college football, but just being in the SEC, I can see a very, very similar defense out there. So, I mean, it's not that much different.